Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
That'll wake you up if you were drowsy or if you have a head cold and your head feels like it's about to explode. I told producer James 20 minutes ago I had to sneeze and it's still stuck up in there somewhere. It hasn't come out yet. I've tried staring at the light, but all it does is make my nose sting. So that's not, it's not working right now either. I need something, smelling salts, or, you know, if you read Victorian literature, or you watch those old shows that came from the 1800s, they always talk about smelling salts or some of the other substances they used to put under the ladies' noses when they would faint or when they would get the vapors, they called it. And so maybe I need some of that.
Do we have any dark chocolate around? I'm reading online. It says, eat dark chocolate, a way to trigger sneezing.
I want some dark chocolate. Forget the sneezing. I just want the chocolate.
I mean, we could kill two birds with one stone.
Do you know what James said to me earlier today? I don't really love chocolate.
I did say that.
I looked around like I figured that an alien had invaded his body. I don't, what? I all of your chocolate can come to me. I will take all of your chocolate. And here's why. Actually, why don't we play the soundbite that triggered the conversation? So now, do you have the Andy Reid from yesterday? Let's do both, okay? So the guys who are still left in the playoffs, I mean, it's been a lot of days of talking to media, a lot of press conferences over the past 7 months, right? And so now they're trying to get creative as they talk about Super Bowl or don't talk about Super Bowl or compare the Super Bowl to chocolate cake, as Andy Reid did on Tuesday.
Well, if you like chocolate cake,
I do.
And you eat a piece, and then you have one dangled in front of your face, you're probably going to want to eat that too. Not much is going to stop you. So, I mean, that's how you feel about the Super Bowl. I mean, that is the chocolate cake with the ultimate frosting, you're going to try to go get it if you can. You know, that's the best you can.
Or you can bake it, and then you can have it, and you can have your cake and eat it, too. So that was Andy Reid on Tuesday. We need to do a poll, chocolate cake or chocolate milkshake, because we got another reference to a chocolate dessert with Sean McDermott. Now, he was more reticent to talk about the Super Bowl because, for obvious reasons, almost like a hockey player who refuses to touch the Stanley Cup. He didn't really want to talk about the Super Bowl because they're only in the divisional round and have not made it to the Super Bowl. But he drops in a chocolate dessert reference, too.
I'll just focus on winning this week. Let's just keep it 1 week at a time. On a lighter moment, I guess, I'd appreciate a big chocolate milkshake. How about that?
Oh, me too. I feel like that is the perfect cure for a head cold. So then I asked producer James, chocolate cake or chocolate milkshake? And his response was, I mean, I thought we were going to be BFFs. His response was, I don't really love chocolate. And that was the end of a beautiful friendship, that we were done after that. I mean, now it's purely professional.
It's true. Chocolate is not my go-to flavor. Gotta say, if I were to pick a milkshake over a cake, I probably would pick a milkshake, but I would go with vanilla or strawberry vanilla, but chocolate would be the last one I would probably choose.
Okay, let's put a poll up. Chocolate cake with Andy Reid or chocolate milkshake with Sean McDermott? It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. We're live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Do you need to know what it takes for a home to fit your budget and your family? Rocket Can coming up this weekend on CBS. The NFL Divisional Round presented by Intuit TurboTax Live starts Saturday, 4:30 Eastern. That's 1:30 Pacific. Joe Burrow and the Red Hot Bengals battle Tennessee, the top seed, Titans. That's in Nashville. Then on Sunday, we got a doozy. 6:30 Eastern, 3:30 p.m. Pacific. It's a highly anticipated rematch of last year's AFC Championship. Immovable force, Josh Allen and the Bills offense takes on the unstoppable Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. I'm amending the copy as I go. Get set for both games with the NFL today. It's the NFL divisional round presented by Intuit TurboTax Live this weekend only on CBS. On Twitter, A-Law Radio, that's where you can find me, and also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. It's a poll that has a little bit to do with sports, but now all I want is a chocolate milkshake for my breakfast on Thursday morning when I get out of here and it's time for breakfast. People ask me that a lot. What do you eat after the show? I love breakfast food, and so I rotate different breakfast foods, but it's eggs every third morning, oatmeal, cereal. I would eat cereal at every meal if I could get away with it, but I can't. So love cereal. I'm a huge milk drinker, and I also will do toast with peanut butter on it as well. So I'm all about the breakfast foods. Pancakes. I found this new brand of pancake mix called Kodiak Cakes, and the ones that I found were cinnamon. So good with pure New Hampshire maple syrup. I do not go pancakes in the morning because that's a little bit too heavy before you go to bed. But I frequently do egg burritos and fill cheese and salsa. Every now and then I'll add some bacon. One time I had steak and eggs because it was a Friday and you only live once. 855-212-4227. Ellen is listening in Massachusetts. Ellen, welcome to After Hours.
Look, I don't care what your friend says. If you bake a Jell-O food cake in the oven, just as the smell alone could drive you crazy.
A Jell-O food cake?
No, devil's food cake.
Devil's food cake. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are yummy.
Right.
Is that your favorite?
For cake, yes.
Oh, very good. I'll have to get into my new, I got some new cookbooks and baking books for Christmas. I'll have to get into those coming up this weekend. And then we can talk new baking recipes, Ellen.
Oh. Well, I don't know. I don't really bake that often. I devised a great crock pot chicken recipe.
Ooh, nice. Crock pots are very handy.
Yeah. And not only that, I mean, you know, you put the few food in it, especially with chicken. You don't have to babysit it, you know, with the stove. Mm-hmm. And you know it's going to come out juicy and great and everything.
Yes, very nice. I agree with that. I have two crock pots. I have two crock pots.
Yeah.
And I do make a lot of different meals in them. Is that it?
I bet one of them always has chili in it.
Well, yeah, I do. I mean, I can make chili on the stovetop, or I can make it now in my new Dutch oven, or I can make it in a crock pot. When I'm traveling with my chili, I put it in the crock pot. So when I bring it to work or I take it to another gathering, yes, I put it in a crock pot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, anyway, the big reason I called was I really loved the conversation you had with Matt the Musher last night.
Yeah, he's awesome, isn't he?
Yeah. And not only that, be glad you only have one dog to take care of instead of about a dozen.
Yes, that is so true. Every now and then, I've entertained the idea of getting a second dog. I think that it would make it easier when I do lose Penny. She's 12 now, and at some point, I will have to say goodbye to her.
Yeah.
And so I have friends that do that. They have older dogs, so they get a younger dog, and it's a little easier. But I also have a cat. And I've had three pets before to take care of my own, and it's not easy. I really struggle with three pets on my own. And so I don't think that's a good option for me. Also, Penny, the older she gets, the more anxious she gets when we're out of our routine. And I think that might actually create more consternation and anxiety for her than it would not. She doesn't love puppies. They're pretty crazy a lot of the time. And so I've decided not to get a second dog. But for sure, thinking about the different huskies and he's got so many people that help with his mushing dogs.
Yeah.
They have dozens of them, but there's also a team of people that take care of them, trainers and vets and everything else.
Oh, yeah. But you know what's really funny is when you see puppy bitches at a dog show. I saw one bite a Lutheran minister on the butt. Yeah, well, he was judging.
Well, dogs are they are I mean, they're still animals. You can't always predict what they're going to do.
Yeah, but I mean, puppies are so playful and everything.
Yes. So yeah. Let's hope he was just playing when he bit him on the butt.
Well, they were puppy bitches, so they were little girls, that type of thing.
Can we just call them girls and not the other word? That would be...
Yeah, right.
Thank you. You should see the face of producer James right now. I thought I heard you correctly the first time, but then Ellen doubled down and said it again so we could all hear it again. Are you trying to go shock jock radio here, Ellen?
No.
Trying to get me in trouble with the FCC?
No, my oldest sister in California really pissed me off. Like she was trying.
Oh, and you're taking it out of my radio show?
No, but the thing was, I was just in a mood where I didn't care whether she was listening or she wasn't.
Oh, you were just in a mood.
Yeah, I was just in a mood.
So dropping the B word is passive aggressive towards your sister.
Well, sort of, but I mean, I had to tell you that story of the dog show.
Right. Well, I guess it doesn't really matter if the puppy was a girl or a boy. So yeah. You could probably leave that detail out.
Yeah, but they said the girls are the worst. Just that, you know, like that type of thing. They act like 10-year-old school kids and stuff and everything.
They're catty, is what you're saying.
What?
They're catty.
Yeah.
All right, so Ellen, before I let you go, tell me, would you rather eat chocolate cake with Andy Reid or have a chocolate milkshake with Sean McDermott?
I'd rather eat chocolate cake because I can't have like milkshakes. I mean, there's certain textures of foods that I can't handle.
Okay.
Like I can't handle milkshakes or tapioca, you know, that type of thing.
That's the opposite of my Grammy Helen. She eats a lot of soft food, and when she has to put on weight, she tells me that she eats extra ice cream, of which I'm supremely jealous.
Oh, yeah, ice cream. That was my father's biggest vice.
Nice. I love ice cream.
Yeah.
All right, Ellen. Well, it's good to talk to you.
Thank you. Same here.
Don't call anyone else the B word today.
I won't. I did everything so that I'd be in all day because it's been like one of those days where it's not only in the 20s, but we're expecting rain changing to snow.
Yes, so. I know. Same thing in the New York City area. So you be careful, be safe, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you and good night.
She said it the first time, and you sort of registered on your face. You sort of registered some acknowledgement, and I thought I must have just heard her wrong. And then she says it again, and you just you just shook your head and started laughing. So
I guess she's using it in the correct context.
Okay,
but
you don't need to. It doesn't matter if the puppy was a boy or a girl.
We're going to stay away from that one.
I mean, let's be completely candid here. I have used the B word on the air before, and we have guests who have used the B word on the air before. So it's not one of those that gets you in trouble with the FCC.
Yeah, no, we're clear.
But at the same time, we try to make this a family program, if at all possible. Last night, and I don't love this word. So last night when we were doing Sad Sap of the Week, and that reporter, was it John Matheson in Canada, in Edmonton, who was asking the oiler, why are you so pissy with me, Leon? I mean, even that I don't love. That word is just icky. I prefer ticked off or angry, but no, he went with the word that Ellen just used too as well. That was still something that blows my mind. I can't imagine asking an athlete this question.
You know everything.
Why are you so pissy, Leon? Why are you so pissy?
I'm not. I'm just answering your
question. Yeah, you are. Whenever I ask you a question.
Oh my gosh. I'm so embarrassed for him. I'm about as embarrassed for him as I was for Hub Arkish when he decided that he would take aim at Aaron Rodgers on a personal level. All right, we've got our poll up. After Hours CBS, that's our show Twitter. Would you rather? Oh, this is a fun game. Don't people play this game at parties? It's probably not about chocolate cake and chocolate milkshakes when it's at parties. Would you rather have chocolate cake with Andy Reid or a chocolate milkshake with Sean McDermott. Now, keeping in mind, these are the two coaches who have used dessert references to talk about the Super Bowl or not over the past couple of days. I love Andy Reid. He generally goes burger references, but now he's going chocolate cake, so I am all in with Andy Reid and chocolate cake. But these two teams, Chiefs and Bills, meeting on the field coming up on Sunday. All right, 855-212-4227. An hour from now, Ross Tucker, former NFL offensive lineman turned analyst extraordinaire podcast host himself, he will join us and we'll talk about divisional weekend. In 20 minutes, we've got the latest edition of QB News with everyone from Matthew Stafford to Patrick Mahomes to, get this, Mason Rudolph and Dwayne Haskins making their case for being considered as the starter of the Steelers moving forward. So there's a lot that we're still going to get to. It's fun to talk about the possibilities. I know these teams would rather still be on the field playing, and I get that. But still, there is some excitement when you have the chance to start over with a blank slate, a fresh slate, if you will. Probably in most of these cases, the emotions, the feelings of either not making the postseason or getting eliminated in the first round. Ooh, I can hear the nasal. How can you not hear the nasal? Wait, hold on.
I heard it a little more there than I have, so you just cleared it, so it should be better.
Do you have anyone in your life who does one of those kinds of things?
No, thank goodness.
Oh, that hurt.
I don't.
Yeah, I don't do that. It doesn't come naturally, but I do know people. We used to have someone who worked here. It was awful. He would be in here doing updates, and I would plug my ears because I couldn't stand it. Or I would get up and leave the room because he was doing all kinds of weird noises with his nasal passages.
Yeah, it was
awful.
Actually, I do have a friend who does not terribly, but he does do it. Now that I'm thinking about it, makes some sort of snorts like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and like clears himself.
Am I breathing like moose? Because you said moose.
A little bit. Maybe a little bit. Maybe a little bit.
But he's still young, though. Is he already breathing heavily
nasally? No, he's still spry. He's still pretty spry.
Oh, okay. But when they get older, right, bulldogs tend to get very congested.
Yeah, they snort and drool and just become a mess.
I was drooling on my pillow on Wednesday. Sorry, terrible mental image. But when you don't feel well and you're breathing with your mouth open, that's what happens. It was awful and I shouldn't have told you that. Let's just strike that from the record, please.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Picked up by Zubats at the three-point line. 5 seconds to go, they double-team him. He throws cross-court to Gordon for the game winner. Yeah! At the horn! Aaron Gordon puts the Ball Arena crowd into a frenzy.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Jason Kosmicki on Denver Nuggets radio. And man, this was a fight to the finish between the Clippers and the Nuggets in the Mile High City. And even though it was Aaron Gordon that ended up hitting that shot from the corner just before the buzzer in OT, he finished up with 28 points. It was Jokic who was really the driving force this entire game for the Nuggets, especially in that extra period. And he was the one that passed the ball to Gordon. So it was almost as though Jokic was operating as the point man, even as the big man. But he had, get this, a triple-double with 49 points, 14 rebounds, 10 assists, 3 steals, and 1 block shot in this victory.
I mean, that's what he does, man. He's the best basketball player in the world, you know? And when you have him on the floor, you got a chance to win every single night.
Aaron Gordon singing the praises of his teammate as he was interviewed on, I need to credit, was it TNT? All right, we'll use TNT. Unless we're wrong, and then we have to do a mea culpa. James is going to check. But the Nuggets edge the Clippers in a 2-point win. Not the same effect for the Lakers' loss in Indiana. Both the LA basketball teams did lose on Wednesday. But the problem with the Lakers is that they've now dropped 4 of their last 5. And even as they are losing games to, was it Denver by 37? That was over the weekend. And now to the Pacers, who are a team that, at least at this point, are not competing for any type of playoff real estate. Frank Vogel is having to answer questions about his job status as the head coach. This is 15 months removed from leading the team to an NBA title in the bubble.
I don't feel like I'm under siege. It's not hard to do my job. I'm very focused on the task at hand. I've always been that way. And, it's really not up to me whether it's fair or not. It comes with the territory. You know, it comes with being the Lakers coach. We have high expectations. This fan base really cares. It's a big market. And, I wouldn't want it any other way, to be honest with you. You know, I want people to care. I want people to want the best and, to command excellence of our group. You know, that's what we command of ourselves. So that's the way it is.
He says he doesn't feel like he's under siege. It's not hard to do my job. I'm very focused on the task at hand. And as a head coach in any professional sport, this is par for the course. It comes with the territory, right? You have to be able to compartmentalize and block out rumors about your job, speculation about whether or not you're going to keep your job. But I said this on our last show, so it would have been on a Wednesday morning, last hour of the show. It blows me away that with the Lakers, or really any of the teams that LeBron has played for, you may have seen his reverse dunk in this loss against the Pacers, but in any of the situations where he's been before and the team has had success, LeBron gets so much of the credit. LeBron takes a lot of the credit. Now, Anthony Davis is injured right now. Melo is also out. He's the leading scorer for the Lakers coming off the bench, and he's had some back issues. So they're missing 2 of their key pieces. LeBron was out earlier with injuries. We know they're an older roster. That was one of the big question marks about the team coming into this season anyway. The Lakers have really struggled defensively. Russell Westbrook has been hit or miss, which the older he gets, the more his game looks like that. And yet somehow this is on Frank Vogel. Just LeBron gets all the credit when they win. But when they lose, it must be the coach's fault. It's the plight of a coach. It really is. It's the same thing in, let's say, the Dallas Cowboys. I keep going back to them because they're such a good analogy for so many other dramatic situations that are playing out in professional sports right now. Mike McCarthy would get none of the credit if the Cowboys had, let's say, gotten the NFC Championship. None of the credit. But, of course, he is going to get blamed when they don't win. You're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't, as a coach in professional sports. I just really prefer when we can be light and airy at post-game press conferences, like Giannis, who helped to lead the Bucks to a big victory over the Grizzlies on Wednesday.
Joel one-on-one will open. Easy two-foot bank shot. 20 points in the quarter for Embiid.
Holiday had Portis if he wanted him. Instead, he'll get to Giannis, who takes flight and sends it down with a rim rocker. Timeout for Memphis. Hide the women and children. The Greek freak is motivated and in charge once again on a great setup from Holiday. Inbound pass from Hill to Giannis. Giannis got to work quickly now. 4 seconds to shoot. Turns around, fades and fires. Contested jumper is all nylon from 15 feet out. It's an 8-0 run for the Bucks, and Milwaukee leads it 122-111.
I got a joke, but I don't know if I should say it or not. Should I? When the cows go out, where do they go? Anybody know? To the movies. It was bad. It was bad. My bad. Go ahead. What'd you guess?
Let's just stick to jokes. That's more fun than questions about job status. Let's see. We had a lot of voices in there. We had Bucks Radio with Giannis. And before that, we had Tom McGinnis on Sixers Radio. Joel Embiid was also making jokes, but I don't know that this was a response from Joel that produced quite the same laughter or the same "are you kidding me" faces, because after his 50 points in 27 minutes, he drops a bunch of names. Like, he goes name dropping on some of the best players in NBA history, and then decides to go modest.
Whenever I want, you know, I'm able to be Shaq. And, you know, whenever I want, I'm also able to be Dirk or Kobe or MJ, you know, or any guards, really. Meaning, you know, shooting off the dribble or pull-ups or, you know, ball handling, just a combination of everything offensively. So, I was okay tonight.
Man, after you drop Shaq and Dirk and Kobe, and then you go MJ, and I can be any of these guys whenever I want, it is too late to say I was okay tonight. 50 points. He was feeling high. 50 points in 27 minutes. And yes, he was great from the start against the Orlando Magic. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. So we're going to do some QB news coming back after the break. We got a lot, including Mason Rudolph and Dwayne Haskins, as they essentially throw their hat into the ring for the Steelers starting gig. Also, we've got the latest from guys like Patrick Mahomes and Matthew Stafford. Tom Brady is, well, the soundbite we have from him is more meant to amuse you, but it is from his podcast this week, so that'll be fun as well. So we'll mix it up, and we'll give you the latest as we hurdle our way toward divisional weekend. But I promise to tell you about the new routine I have before I go to bed. So in a couple hours, I'll have to be dealing with this again. It's got to the point where Penny, my dog, can no longer walk up the stairs. And for 2 days in a row, going back to Monday and Tuesday, it was very strange because she always, as long as I've had her, sleeps next to my bed, or at the very least sleeps on her bed, which is in the room next to my room. So I know that she's there. And she doesn't like it when she can't get to wherever I am sleeping. So even when I take a nap sometimes in the afternoons or the evenings, she comes up and lays next to the bed. But as I've told you, she's having a hard time walking these days. She's really, she's struggling. Her back legs are unsteady. And even though she's on some supplements and on some various substances to try to help her with pain, she's getting older. She's 12, and so she's pretty unsteady. And the stairs are scary for her, and they're scary for me too, because when she takes the stairs sometimes, I hear her slip, and part of her crashes, and then I get really nervous. So I don't necessarily want her to come upstairs, but she doesn't want to stay downstairs. So we had to figure out a way to compromise. So this is our compromise. She gets to the bottom of the stairs. She puts her feet on the first step. Sometimes she changes her mind and goes back down, or turns around, I should say. Other times, though, I have to go down to the bottom, interlace my fingers underneath her belly, and then as she takes her steps, I lift her up and support her so she does not slip. So I look like Snuffleupagus while I've got my arms like hanging down. You know when you're a little kid and you used to pretend you were an elephant or Snuffleupagus and you would like put your hands together and you would swing it like a trunk? Oh yeah, that's what I'm doing. So I'm supporting my dog underneath her belly, but she feels more confident when I do that. And so then she'll just walk straight up the stairs, right? She used to take one or two at a time and then stop. And it was getting to be really hard for her. I think she is worried that she'll slip, but also it's painful. She's having a hard time taking steps now. And so when I go and I support her under her belly, then she just goes right up the stairs like nobody's
business.
That's
incredible. That's a great job out of you.
Because she knows that I'm not going to let her fall. Now, the first couple times that I went to do it, she turned around and went back down.
She got nervous.
Yeah, she's like, no, Mom, we're not doing this. And she doesn't love it. I mean, she likes it when I scratch her belly. She doesn't necessarily love it when I stick my hands underneath her belly. So we're getting used to it. But yes, the last 2 days, that's the routine. She stops at the bottom of the stairs. She lets me know she wants to come up. And I go and I put my hands underneath her belly and kind of make a sub, almost like a sling, a human sling, if you will. And now we're walking upstairs with me carrying the dog, essentially.
Well, you're an amazing dog mom for that. That's amazing. Who else? How many people would do that for their dog?
Well, I'm hopefully sure everybody, most people. Yeah, I can't pick her up. I mean, a lot of people have smaller dogs that they can pick up. My mom and her husband have two full-bred Aussie females, but they're only 50 to 55 pounds. I could pick one of them up and just carry them. So when they need to get into the truck, Mike just picks them up and puts them in, right? I can't. Penny is 75 pounds. I cannot carry her up the stairs. And if I did, I would fall and she would get hurt and it would be a terrible scene. So this is the compromise. So I've already told my mom, it's going to come down to this. I'm going to have to, at some point, take the dog out and support her while she pees. That's what's going to happen.
Oh, man.
I'm going to have to get her outside and support her while she does her business, because at some point her back legs are, they're very unsteady, like I say. And I don't know what else to do. She can't be on some of the other meds because she's on steroids. So there's some meds that can't mix. So I can't, this is the most the vet can do for her. That's what she said. Pain meds and some of the kind of joint supplements. And then me. Dog mom extraordinaire. I'm being totally sarcastic.
I'm not. That's it. That's a dog mom extraordinaire.
You would do it for Moose, wouldn't you?
I might. I would. No, I definitely would. But you mean the fact that you're even thinking about that you'd go out there and hold her hind legs as she has to go to the bathroom? Come on. That's good stuff. That's great dog mom stuff.
Thank you. I'm not looking forward to that particular job, but you know, I've already cleaned her butt in the past, so I suppose it can't be any worse than that, you know? So anyway, yeah, that's the new routine. And the thing is, if she doesn't come upstairs, she paces around downstairs. So I hear her fingernails click, click, clicking on the hardwood floor. So I don't sleep either. So yes, this is a compromise for both of us. She can get upstairs. She can snore. I can sleep. Yes.
Everyone wins. Everyone wins.
Everyone wins. First time she was like, what are you doing? Leave me alone.
Now she's got the trust.
Now she's
selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Got it.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Mahomes fires for the end zone. Caught. Touchdown, Kansas City.
Murray back to throw.
And it is. Is it caught? Is it caught? Oh, my goodness, it's caught. DeAndre Hopkins caught it.
He's got a man wide open. John Brown, he makes the catch. Touchdown, Buffalo. John Brown from Josh Allen.
Well, Lamar Jackson in the shotgun. Lob to the five. It is caught. Touchdown, Willie Snead.
Play fake by Russ.
Throws deep. Man wide open. It's Lockett. He's in. Touchdown, Seahawks.
Tannehill rolling, throwing. Touchdown, Titans.
Burrow back to pass. Throws into the end zone.
Yeah.
It's intended for Tyler
Boyd. Touchdown.
Touchdown. Yeah. Bengals.
It's time for QB News on After Hours.
There's going to be QB news from now until the cows go to the movies and then come home. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. So we know the Steelers have been answering questions about their quarterback situation moving forward. We have not gotten the official announcement yet from Ben Roethlisberger, but all signs point to the Steelers for the first time under Mike Tomlin needing a brand new QB. We heard him say all options are on the table. He had more to say about what he's looking for in his next QB.
Man, quarterback mobility is valued, not only by me, but everyone. It's just a component of today's game, and increasingly so.
Would you call Mason Rudolph a mobile quarterback? He does have more mobility than Ben Roethlisberger. Most quarterbacks do at this stage of Ben's career. And both Mason Rudolph and Dwayne Haskins have time in the Steelers system with Mike Tomlin. Now, only 1 year under the current offensive coordinator, Matt Canada. Both of these guys, though, taking the opportunity as part of their exit interviews to answer the question, Mason Rudolph, why me?
The game experience that I have had, obviously, I think I've developed from 2019 when I had that stint of games. But anytime you don't seize, you know, the opportunity fully, there's going to be question marks. No, I think, you know, obviously playing games experience is the best teacher, but being the backup quarterback, I think there's value in that. And I think if you treat it like, each game is an opportunity to file things away mentally and to take mental notes and to be in those conversations with the coordinator and the game plan on the sidelines with Coach Tomlin and talking about ways to attack defenses and along with the practice reps and just the general football IQ that I think you kind of gain and add to your repertoire over 4 years. I think that's all been, I look at that as a positive, and that's how I've kept myself, you know, encouraged that, hey, you know, you are going to get a shot to play again at some point. And, you know, you don't want to look back and have wasted this time just waiting idly. You want to kind of, you know, take strides and make yourself a better quarterback.
So Mason Rudolph has been the heir apparent, or at least hope so, for all of these years behind Big Ben, where Dwayne Haskins saw 2021 as valuable in a different way.
I feel like I learned a lot from not playing this year. Coach T, a lot of guys just wanted me to just have an opportunity to sit back and learn. I had an opportunity to do that in college and then, being drafted early, having to play early. I never really had a chance to get to learn the NFL game the way that it should be done and the way the Steelers wanted it done. So they gave me an opportunity to understand the Steelers' way, how they wanted their quarterbacks to operate, how Ben operated. And that was a great learning experience to be able to move forward this year and try to embody what it is to be, a guy like Ben and, a guy that, take over a great franchise the way that he did.
These are two options, Mason Rudolph, Dwayne Haskins. I have no doubt the Steelers will investigate outside options as well. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. The Eagles say no to outside options. Both head coach Nick Sirianni and general manager Howie Roseman doubling down on Jalen Hurts on Wednesday.
Jalen knows where he stands with us. He knows he's our quarterback, and so Jalen knows where he stands with us. I thought he did a great job of getting better throughout the year, as we've talked about. And so, yeah, there's no secrets there. He knows he's our guy.
For us, we got to do whatever we can to continue to help him develop. And how do we do that? By surrounding him with really good players. Players continue to grow. That's a huge part of developing. They grow. How they are in their second year is not how they're going to be in year 4, 5, 6, and 7, and they're also products of the people around them. So that's on us to continue to build this team.
Well, and if you believe that Jalen Hurts still has much more to offer and that his ceiling is higher than what we saw in his second season, well, yes, you stick with him and you ride that development. 16 passing touchdowns, 9 picks this season for Jalen, 10 rushing touchdowns. And believe it or not, he led NFL quarterbacks in rushing yards. It was 734, maybe. That might be the number that sticks with me. So Jalen Hurts staying put as the starter in Philadelphia. Of course, the Eagles are one and done in the postseason, but good experience for them. We move on to divisional weekend, and it's a rematch of the AFC Championship from a year ago. We've got Josh Allen. We've got Patrick Mahomes. It's going to be a lot of fun to see the Bills and the Chiefs battle. And, of course, each individual head coach has to game plan for the other all-star, all-pro quarterback. So Sean McDermott, Andy Reid. It's keeping him busy this week.
He's so dangerous in the pocket. He's so dangerous when he extends plays out of the pocket. Andy does such a great job. Andy and Eric, the enemy, do such a great job in being creative with how they change looks offensively.
He's playing good football. He's done a nice job. Watched him when he was at Wyoming. He was a heck of a player there. Well coached. And moves into the National Football League, and every year he's gotten better. And, I mean, what more can you ask from a quarterback than that from a coaching standpoint?
5 touchdowns for Josh Allen against the Patriots in wild card weekend, and 5 touchdowns for Patrick Mahomes against the Pittsburgh Steelers.
He's a tremendous player. They put a lot on his shoulders, and he rises to the occasion. I mean, he's able to run the ball. He can throw the ball. He has the arm strength to throw anywhere on the football field, and he makes great decisions. So we'll probably play them a lot of times. It'll be great competition, it's definitely a great challenge for us as a team to compete with them.
And then, of course, you've got 2 of the more elder statesmen in the NFC, Matthew Stafford, Tom Brady, on the same field together when it's the Buccaneers and the Rams on Sunday. Matthew Stafford dealing with a toe, said it should be fine right now, focused. But, man, it's hard not to think about the other QB.
The biggest thing about going against a guy like Tom is just knowing his consistency and his ability to get his team in the end zone. He's done a great job throughout his career, both in New England and in Tampa, of scoring points. And so and doing it kind of every which way is called upon him, whether they're going to run it, throw it deep, throw it underneath, whatever it is. He always has a great game plan to go out there and execute it at a high level. So as an offense, we know we need to do the same. We're going to have to – we pack a great defense. We know that. Those guys are unbelievable players and dominated the game on Monday. But at the same time, as an offense, it's a challenge. You're going to have to go out there and score points and enough to compete with a team that's led by Tom. And he's shown year in and year out how capable he is at doing that, especially this time of year. So it's a fun, exciting opportunity. It's a challenge. But again, playing the whole team, but he's definitely a big part of it.
We played in a championship game at the Patriots there. We played in the championship game in 12. We played in the championship game in 13. We played in the championship game in 14. We played in the championship game in 15, 16, okay, okay, 17, okay, 18.
Okay, all right.
In 19, we didn't. And then all right. Last year for the Bucks, 20. And here we are, one game from the championship game.
I don't know what question predicated that or what question led to him listing all of the championship games he's played in, but it was on the Let's Go podcast and he just listed them. Great. We don't need to ever hear that again. I'm quite confident no one is going to forget how many championship games Tom Brady has been part of, especially if he gets to another one, because guess what's going to happen? We're going to hear the numbers. We're going to get to revisit some of his more memorable championship game moments. It could happen. Buccaneers are one win away, but so are the Rams. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.